Here we are, Matt. We're live. Hey, everybody. Welcome. I got to adjust this just so ever so slightly. There we are. All right, Matt, you doing well today?
I'm doing well.
I forgot the microphone. Dang, blast it.
Oh, no.
Oh, man, it's in the house. Well, they can hear me.
You want me to text Audrey and see if I can get her to bring it to you?
No, I think I should just walk through the house and go get it. But you won't be there.
That's okay. I can be gone for a minute. Yeah. They can't hear me anyway.
They can't hear you anyway. Yeah. It's so stupid. I don't have my keys with me. I don't have anything. Wait a minute. Hold on a second, everybody. Hang on.
Where are you going?
Matt, do you think the receiver and everything will work? I think this will work. I got this one.
Oh, yeah, the other one.
Yeah, I got the other one. Oh, but wait, there's another one. Hold on, there's another one in here, too. Hang on, everybody. We got the crappy one and the good one. So, hold on. we got both. We have technology. Hey, Matt, this one. This one that is just a plug. I don't have the adapter. It's in the house. All right. So I'm.
Yeah,
I don't have the adapter.
You need one of these, don't you?
I need the dongle. Hold on, everybody. I am not going to lose everybody. There's 3,000 people watching me be a moron. What else is new? Okay, hang on, everybody. Matt, you're going to come with me. Here. You're going to come with me through the house. And we're going to go find the microphone. Okay, so this is ridiculous. This is the stupidest thing ever. All right, we have to get the... I know, I saw that. And I locked the door so the boys wouldn't come out here. Hang on a second. This is ridiculous. Don't look at my combination. All right, this is so stupid. I'm wasting so much time. All right, hang on. Now they get to look at the ceiling. Oh, there's another lock on this door to keep them out of the laundry room. Okay, here we go. Okay, hey, everybody. So those of you who were on Facebook a few minutes ago, you already saw this route. I'm going through the house. I got to get my office. It's just, I made it a mess. Where's the mic? I was using it yesterday. You're just going to look at my chest. There's the microphone. I see it now. Okay, it even has the adapter on it. Okay, hang on. Don't look at anything. This is all the garbage in my office. Oh, that's a cool part. Just don't look down. Okay, here we go. I wonder if they left. No, they're still here. I don't know. Okay, hold on, everybody.
I'm asking Fausto to let us know if this works.
Oh, yeah. To let you know if the microphone works? Okay, I tell you what, Oh, no, the adapter's gone. What's going on? Matt, I'm going to kill myself. This is ridiculous. Where is the stinking adapter? Folks, the technology has eluded me today. Oh. All right. Hold on, everybody. Hold on, Matt. I'll be right back. Sorry, folks. This is so stupid. Oh, my God. Okay, we're back. Hey, Matt, you lost me for a second.
Yeah.
I can't find the little dongle, so I guess we're just going to have to do it without it.
Okay.
This is so stupid. Everybody's time. We're losing people. Let me go get the other speaker. Sorry, folks. One last thing. We'll try one last thing. This will work. Here we go. Back through the house. Oh, look right there. It's a Morgan... Matt, I'll be back. All right. So, oh, yeah, not going well in there, it sounds like. Don't worry, I'll take over in a minute. Okay. Ooh, that's not going well at all. That's 4.5-year-olds. What do you want? Okay, but I get 30 minutes. Yeah, okay. Now I have a speaker for Matt. 4.5-year-olds are the best. And that's why I locked that door right there. So they can't come out here while we're doing this. Okay. Matt.
Yeah.
Okay. I have the speaker. Did you happen to hear what just happened?
I did. I imagine you're glad to be in the garage.
Yeah. That's right. All right. Let's hope I don't hit the little dingy thingy that turns this thing off. Oh, my gosh. That was the most hopeless run through the house. All right. We have this speaker, the Deviolet speaker. I love this thing. All right. Let's get this thing plugged in, Matt, and now people can hear you. I don't know where the dongle went. I hate it when I lose my dongle.
Where, did you use it for something else?
Yes, I was doing a couple interviews. In fact, one that people can go look at right now. All right, let's see if this works. Hold on. Come on. Come on, speaker. Are you there yet, Matt? Nope. Hold on. He'll be here in a second. Hold on, not yet, not yet. Come on. Come on, speaker. You there, Matt? Nope. 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 How about that?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I can hear me now.
All right, that's great. Say something again.
Hello, hello, testing, testing.
Yes, now everybody can hear you. Okay, say it again. I don't know, it cut out.
Three.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, so now we're out of time. Thanks for joining us, everybody.
I'm exhausted.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Okay, so Matt, the whole point is we're going to reveal the new guy today. And for those who are on Facebook, they saw just a glimpse of him. And I've been working really hard on this dude. He's been the pandemic dummy. And did I just turn you off, Matt? Say something. Okay, there you go. I hit the button with my elbow. All right. So he's been the pandemic dummy, and I have been, just going through the iterations of changing things in and out, making him just like I like him. I've narrowed down the voice. But, you know, Matt, the hair was a big deal. I went through the costumes. We thought a beanie would be a good idea. I tried this color. I tried this color. And the hair, Matt, you have not seen him yet.
Just on Facebook.
Right. So just that Facebook thing like this. But I couldn't believe it. I call it my magic closet. I have a magic toolbox and a magic closet. And things, I just need something. And I look and there it is. It's like Felix's bag of tricks. Felix the cat's bag of tricks. Just reach in there and there it is. And that's what happened with this wig this morning. I was going through this. And here's some kind of, I guess this is a sort of, I don't know what this is. It's like a beard or an afro. I don't know what it is, but it's all curly hair. I thought that might be kind of fun. Nah, that didn't work. And then I bought this. I bought the man bun wig, Matt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, look at that. And that that actually looked pretty good. It actually looked pretty good. I did. I thought it was great. And
Has a man bun ever looked pretty good?
I don't know. Wait. No, I'm not going to do that. I can do it. Okay. And then I thought this would look good if I cut it up. You know, just turn
the... Oh, come on. Do it.
No, what?
Put that wig on.
Oh, man. I'm going to mess up my hair. All right. Hold on. The only mirror I have is the camera.
It'll be a treat for making everybody wait.
Okay. Hang on. I look like a minion.
Wow.
Okay. Is that good?
You look like your mom cut your hair.
Is that good? So great. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for joining us. And, an almost 60-year-old man with long, thick hair like that and a bun. Clearly, it's fake. All right. So then the other thing I thought was maybe this. I could cut it into, you know, pieces and use that as his hair. But no, that color wasn't quite right. This was a costume. Who wore this costume, Matt? Who wore that? Was that Bubba J?
Oh, it was Bubba J for the... Bubba J Sings video we did. He did all the music.
Is that online? I use that as my opener for a long time.
It is
online. Okay. Bubba J Sings the Hits. Yeah. Right? Bubba
yeah, that's a really fun video. If people haven't seen that, you should check it out.
Yeah, that's the opener to my, you know, my arena show. You know, because all those big arena shows that I do now. Oh, wait. I'm not doing them now. Okay. But I will be doing them. We'll be back. We don't know when, but we will. That didn't work out. I thought this blue troll wig would be a good idea. That didn't work out. The one that came closest, this black wig, not so great. The one that came closest, though, Matt, was this is really what I thought it would be. It was this purple wig. I thought it was great. But it didn't work with the shirt that I liked, and it didn't work with his eyes. And believe it or not, these are things that are really important to me, because when people look at this guy, it all has to work. You have to want to look at the character. So many people make the mistake. I think it's when you're creating a fictitious character in science fiction or in horror, even though it's got to be whatever it has to be, Matt, it has to be scary or even in animation, those villains have to have some sort of appeal to them. And it's the same thing with, this guy's obviously not a villain, but I use the extreme example of the villain, meaning there still has to be an appeal to him, right? Even if he's scary and horrible, there's something that makes you want to look at him. Like even Alien, there's something about that design that even though it's scary as hell, you want to look at it. It's fascinating. And I find the same way. It comes with the color of the eyes, the shape of the face, the color of the skin, the clothes. It all has to work together. So I pulled out one wig today, and this guy is from California. I think he's going to have a California accent. He is a tweaker a little bit. I'm not sure. Wait, Matt, I lost you again. Hold on. Try it again. Are you there now? How about now? Where did you go? This is not fair. Say it again. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna shoot something. Matt, no? No? How about that? There.
Hello.
There it is.
Hey.
Oh, I keep hitting things when I put the speaker has little touchy thingies on top. Okay. So anyway, here he is. I think he's a toker. I'm not sure though. He's not a tweaker, he's a toker. So here he is, ladies and gentlemen. We have settled on his name. We're checking legally to make sure that the name is clear, right, Matt?
Yep.
We're not going to name him yet. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen. This is the final version of him. Yeah, and I love this guy. So there he is.
Look at that.
Yep. And Matt, people's eyebrows are never the exact same color as their face. I mean, as their hair.
Except for my brother, his eyebrows are the same color as his face.
Well, that's really funny. But, oh, that's interesting. In this light, the platinum really shines. So that, I say he's the final version, but it's pretty good. It's a really right light ring light right here. Let's see what it looks like when I turn off the light.
I think it's just that light is overbearing.
Yeah, that's better. That's much better.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there he is right there. And then, of course, the thing that I worked on so hard for him to be doing this. And
he's got that perfect sort of current generation fringe coming out from beneath the knee there.
Right. And you pointed that out to me because I had a wig on him the other day that didn't quite look right. And you pointed out some pictures to me that most of these guys have hair coming out from underneath the beanie just like that.
And you even got that little bit of mullet going on. That's coming back.
Is it really?
Absolutely. Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
They'll never call it a mullet, but that's kind of what's going on.
Yeah, you're right. They'll never call it a mullet. So funny. So I got to tell you, though, Matt, I was having fun with this guy talking to Audrey in the kitchen, and it was, it's really, really fun. And again, for those of you who've never joined us before, one of the accomplishments that I made on this guy, there were two accomplishments. Number one was this with the thumbs. That's obviously kind of a first. And, we got the feet there with the feet. And those are James's shoes. Maybe that's what James was mad about. He saw his shoes on this guy.
And those are the hard legs that you printed.
Yeah, then these are the hard legs that I printed. They're not the soft ones anymore. So these are the actual plastic legs that came out of the 3D printer. Because, as we've explained before, I took the soft legs. I'm going to try not to hit that button and turn you off again, Matt. But I took the soft legs from the original Seamus the Baby Puppet, scanned them, and then printed these hard legs. So we did that, and he's got the wig on. And the other accomplishment, though, that most people probably even haven't realized, he's got the typical side-to-side eye movement of dummies, but he can also look up and down. And I wanted to do that mainly so he could be, typing and do this. And I,
The other thing... Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. What?
No, I was going to say, you know, the thumbs is purposefully making sound, but the other thing about this, and all of your guys, is how quiet all of that mechanism stuff going on is.
Oh, sure. I pride myself in all that. Like, there's, you know, there's nothing there, and the same with the eyebrows and the same with the eyes. It's all very quiet because nobody talks with a clank.
This is true. Well, and in a special, the characters are so close to the microphone, that's all you hear.
Sure. I mean, there are a few. Every once in a while, you hear somebody. Like, Ahmed, he clanks around all over, but he's all bones, so who cares?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. So, that's him. And you know what, Matt? We were going to do the voice. I was going to do the voice, but I am still working on the voice. I want to make sure it's just right. I want to get the accent just right. And, Matt, we're now going to tease something else, and that is the reveal of the voice, because my goal for this week, this coming week, Matt, is to shoot his first video, and we will debut that on Friday, a week from today. And, Matt, we don't know what the video is yet, do we?
Well, we've talked a little bit, but we don't have any idea.
No clue. We don't know if the other guy's going to be there. Some guys said, man, people are going crazy with the names and the accent and all that. How did you make the AirPods? Hannah asked him. I didn't make them. I cut them. Those are the real ones that come with the phone. These are not the wireless ones because I didn't want to waste a $150 pair of AirPods. And so I just cut the ones with the wires and hot glued them in there. So,
so just to clarify, are we going to hear the voice today?
No.
People are really asking.
Oh, man. I want to get it perfect. I want to get it just right. I want to get the accent down. I don't want people to judge. I want it to be in the video. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because
so next Friday then.
These characters take months and months and if not years to develop. So I'm going to sit in front of the mirror for hours on end this coming week when we're not doing the videos, and I'm going to just work on it. You know, it's just the accent. It's what he says. I want to make sure he has something meaningful to say.
Yeah.
So that's it. But I do think he's got to be a California dude. He has to be, especially as he's going to be a troll and he's going to be sitting there on his phone all the time, like that.
He looks like every kid in my daughter's middle school.
I don't know why this makes me laugh. It just does.
It's almost like he doesn't have to say anything at all.
No, I know. I could just be talking to him, and it's like, hey, blah, 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 blah. He'd be like, okay, no.
Great story, bro.
Yeah. Yep. All right, let's take a few questions, because I'm on watch here. Oh, in like 3 minutes. Ah, darn it. I spent 10 minutes running around the house trying to find the microphone dongle.
Sue Harris wants to know, why is his lip so big?
Oh, because it's character. I don't know. It looks like he just doesn't care to me. You know, it's like he's just like he has an attitude. It's attitude. That's why.
Well, what's really interesting is when he's looking down, he looks irritated. But when he looks up, he's really got a very kind of pensive, almost sympathetic look. It's amazing.
Right.
It's that one thing does.
Well, it's in the eyebrows and, you know, it's all in the eyebrows because there he's like a little confused while he's typing. Now he sees something he doesn't like.
Oh, okay. So MP.
Yeah.
Wants to know, is he Walter's son or grandson?
I think we went with Walter's grandson, right? Yeah. Walter's
grandson.
It's got to be Walter's grandson because there's got to be another idiot between them. He's got to have an idiot son who had the offspring.
Yeah, he can't blame himself directly for this error.
Right. Right. Yeah. Right. All right, what else?
Somebody looking at the bottom of his feet wanted to know, has he been walking around in the mud? Mary Golden.
Yeah, these are James's shoes. And I'm just hoping it's mud.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
We do have a small dog, and I yeah, poor little roadie. But yeah, and you know, that's funny, Matt. I don't think I've ever told you this. When I would, you know, back when I had regular dummies, or like Walter, still that way, and Bubba J, whenever I get a new pair of shoes, I will go out on the sidewalk and scratch the living crud out of the bottoms of them. Because every once in a while, just like this guy, you see the bottoms of the shoes. So it makes it look like they've been walking around. How old?
This is actually pretty good. I know you've sort of settled on a name, but somebody, Justin, no, hold on, wait a minute. Where is it? I just lost it. Anyway, we said you should name him Calophonia.
That's really funny. That's pretty funny. Calophonia, yeah. Funny. How old's he going to be? I saw that question twice in a row. We settled on, didn't we say like 19, 20, something like that?
Yeah, I would say early 20s.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And people are again asking, have you named him? And I think you covered it a little earlier, but.
We have named him, but again, we just want to make sure that legally the name is okay, you know, because I'm going to be registering it and all that stuff for all kinds of reasons. If this guy's successful, there'll be merchandise, and, you know, you just want to make sure you get the right, everything lines up. It's amazing how crazy with laws now and suing and all that, how you just have to be careful and make sure you get it all right. Dexter the Texter, somebody said. We want to see Peanut.
Dexter, oh, but...
we'll bring out Peanut. Peanut, I don't know if Peanut's going to... Is the phone real? Caleb wants to know if the phone is real. Nope. The phone is not real. Because, you know what?
And in the last live we did, we mentioned maybe if we had like a contest for people to submit what would be on the phone just as an Easter egg.
Right. Yeah.
Which I think is kind of a cool thing.
Yeah, and what I did was I just took the case. One of my daughter's phones, I just took the case. I showed this before. Kenna, my youngest daughter, had a pink iPhone back in the day. Because she had one of those pink, the thing where you could buy the case and then you'd take it apart and take your life in your own hands and reinstall it. And I did that. And then I forgot when I took this thing apart that the actual face of the case is glass. And when I tried to, I was going to use this as a pink case for him. And when I drilled a hole in it, I forgot it was glass and the glass broke on the back. So there's the old pink iPhone. And instead I took her case off of it. And so then I took her case and filled it with styrofoam sheeting to make it light. And then just took clear plastic and put it over the front and the back. And then I took a screenshot and printed it and put it in there like that. So the other thing, Matt, you know the reasons of this. Why would I do that and not use a real iPhone anyway? There's one reason only.
I would think weight.
Weight, yep. Because his arms are outstretched like this, and I don't want him to get tired. Just kidding. His arms are outstretched like that, and, again, I just want everything to be lightweight.
Oh, Selena Winter says, it's a she?
No, it's a she. No, it's a he. It's a dude.
Could be a plot twist.
No. No. Okay, he says no. Okay.
Somebody wants to know what his eyes are made of.
His eyes are made of... help me, Matt.
Resin? Is it like epoxy?
It's epoxy resin, but... And my eyeball guy... Oh my gosh! I can't look him up. He's on my phone. My eyeball guy. Oh, Matt, we're gonna have to end in a minute. But ladies and gentlemen, please bear with us. I want to take Matt off the screen just for a second to show you all something. Matt, you'll still be on speaker. But folks, we have had so much fake merchandise out there. It is unbelievable. Oh. And there's a handful of companies that are profiting. We've been fighting these fake merchandise guys for years, almost a decade now. And there was one or two in particular that were just awful. They would steal my images. They'd take my pictures off of the website. They would take the images by Tom Richmond and copy them and then use them verbatim. Or they would just adjust the artwork. They would say it was mine. There's even photos of me. They'd take my head and put it on another guy's body and sell this merchandise. But when I finally said, that's it, I'm done, is when they started coming out with COVID-19 merchandise and profiting off of this pandemic. And I said, they're not going to do that. So I filed a huge lawsuit. And it's unbelievable how expensive these things get quickly, Matt. And I just decided I got to go after these guys. It's not fair. They do it to almost every artist that you can think of. There's not a rock band or a country artist out there, or any artist for that matter, who has any notoriety that hasn't had their stuff stolen or abused and with their images or their name. So we have done that. I just want to show you one of the ads or one of the things we posted online not long ago. How do I get out of this? How do I get out of the screen? Where is it?
There's got to be.
Hold on a second.
It's got to be over here or up there.
Up there. Yeah, hold on. Window. No, not close. I don't want to close you, dude. All right, hold on.
Maybe so, just hit escape and it'll shrink me down.
Yeah, it's got. Okay. So, anyway, here we are, Matt. So this is the fake merchandise thing that we have put out there. And let's see if everybody can I'm going to take this camera off because we're getting ready to end anyway. But I just want to show this to everybody. I'm going to turn the camera around, can I? Yeah, here we go. Okay, so this right here is what we've been sending out. That's all fake. None of that is real. It's all fake. These guys steal this stuff, and there's one particular guy in, but it is a huge, huge, huge business, and it's like whack-a-mole. But if you see any merchandise like this, we're gonna set up an email, Matt. We haven't done that yet, but please let us know. What's the best way to get a hold of us now? I don't know.
Well, it would be the account that you've got now, but you probably will want to set up an account that keeps all this in one place.
Yeah. So there you have it. You can go to Deadline. Where's the link to the article?
Well, it's on all of your social media. It should be on your Twitter, your Instagram, and your Facebook.
Yeah,
all of that stuff is live.
So if you see me in a picture holding something with merchandise, that's not mine. I never pose with my own merchandise ever. You will never, at least until further notice, you will never see me holding something of my merchandise to try and sell it ever. If it's not from my website or if it's not from my store on Amazon, it's fake. And again, we're whack-a-moling these guys and going after every single one of them, not just two, we're going after all of them. So,
and like literally to the tune of 2,000 instances a week.
Yeah. We take down, our guys, report to the lawyers and take down 2,000 different pieces of merchandise a week. And again, we're suing these folks for as much as possible. And a good portion of those proceeds I'm going to donate to COVID-19 charities. So there you have it. Bastards. Not you, those guys. All right, so that's it. So Matt, thanks for Matt, get you back here. Let's go full screen window.
Oh, just so you know,
yeah,
Fausto just texted me.
Yeah.
And he says fake merch at jeffdunham.com is the email for reporting.
Oh, so that's been okay. We were working on that, but I don't know if it had been done yet. So fake merch, yep. Fake merch at jeffdunham.com. Please report it. Yep. There. We will go after every single one of them that you send. I want to bring this to a grinding halt. We want to take this the way of Napster. It's just not right for the artists, for the people who create this merchandise. There's just too many people behind it. I'm not doing it because of money. It's just wrong. It's theft. And to profit off of this pandemic, in this manner is not okay. It's not right. We're all in this together. We're all, I do these videos for entertainment, for you guys, and for fun, and obviously to keep my name out there so that when we come back and do shows, we'll all be on the road again and having fun. Everybody needs a good laugh. If you're sitting at home alone or in an apartment or wherever and you don't have much going on, I hope that once a week we come and talk to you and you get a few laughs. Like when I forget my dongle and I have to run around the house looking for it. I hate when I lose my dongle.
I'm going to write that down. I'll remind you next time.
Jeff, don't forget your dongle. All right, what time is it? How many minutes after? It's 8 minutes after. I'm 8 minutes after my time. Audrey's being nice. I got to run in, and I got the boys for a few hours. But anyway, I forgot. I only have them for a couple hours because I'm going to be on Bob and Sherry. Oh, I wish we had a link. Let's find the link for Bob and Sherry. I'm going to be on their afternoon party, sitting there with Walter in my office. And just look up Bob and Sherry. Can you do that real quick, Matt? It's Bob and Sherry, Sherry. Yeah, anyway, so look them up.
Bob and Sherry afternoon party.
I can't remember. They have a Friday party live online, and it's live for a couple hours. They're all over the country and the world, all different markets. But it's Bob and Sherry. Can you find them? Come on.
Yeah, I see bobandsherry.com. That takes you right to their main page.
That's it. So just go to Bob and, yeah. And S-H-E-R-I, right?
S-H-E-R-I.
Yeah, bobandsherry.com. And you can see us live. I think it's at, it's in a couple hours. Do they advertise their live thing?
That's what I'm looking at right now. Party time.
Party time.
That's it. Bob and Sherry. Yeah. Yep. So if people search that, it'll probably take you.
Okay. And what time does it start? Should be like 7 Eastern.
I'm still looking. Of course, my internet is.
All right.
I decided to come to a screeching halt.
Cool, man.
Listen live. Hold on.
What?
No. I didn't. I'm still looking for a live link.
All right. And I like your shirt, Matt. Thanks, buddy.
Oh, look at that. Relative disaster.
Very nice. All right. Thanks, everybody. It's been fun. And again, next Friday, we're going to reveal. We're going to have a brand new video, hopefully. A brand new video. And we're going to have fun with it with the new guy in there. Maybe a couple other characters or all of them. We don't know yet. But it'll be a comedy video. We'll debut it next Friday. I hope. Right, Matt? Okay. Thanks, everybody.
That's the plan.
Thanks for joining us. Don't forget your dongles.